you're gonna need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride.
On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. I'm your host, PJ. In the studio with me right now is Stefan Schmidt from Key Marine Center and Georgetown Technical College.
Hey, good morning, Pensacola, and we appreciate y'all listening to Boat Smart today. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine located at 5621 Byer Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. I was just looking at their website. They got quite a few motors on there, and they got some discounted pricing. So go to their website, KeyMarineCenter.com. Check out their Mercury and Yamaha engines that they have on the website right there. They can also order Suzuki's for you as well. I don't see any of them in stock, but I know they can order them and get them pretty quick, so you can get that Suzuki product there. Also, Key Marine Center services Mercruiser, Mercury, Yamaha, and Suzuki products. And you can check them out on Facebook as well. So a great place to do business. I've known Mickey, the owner of Key Marine, for probably as long as I've been in this industry. It's over 35 years or more. I've been in the industry way longer than that. But him and I met a long time ago when he was at one dealership and I was at another one. And back those days, we used to be very tight-knit community of marine facilities, if you will, or dealerships, where at lunchtime we'd all meet someplace and have lunch together. You know, if you look at it competition-wise, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm just throwing this out there because I got my notes here, but this is way past my notes. So this is something I just thought about. Back then, those little lunch meetings and the community that we had was our Google. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's pretty neat that we'd have problems or something that we couldn't quite solve or something. And we'd call the guy at the other dealership and say, hey, you know, I'm running this problem. They're more than happy to help you.
Yeah. Nothing beats a personal relationship.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I said that was our Google back then, you know, mm-hmm. where we had to Google something and we'd talk to each other. Hey, have you ever had this problem with this Mercury? You know, it's doing this kind of situation. And, you know, oh, yeah, I ran into that. And this is what I did to fix it, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty neat to be able to do that kind of stuff. But yeah, Mickey and I go, we go way back. And like I always say, Mickey cares about his employees, and that reflects on how he cares about his customers, too. So it's very important, you know, to care about your employees, I think, and the customer relationship aspect of it. When you look at businesses, if they're taking care of their employees, the employees are taking care of the customers. Mm-hmm. Kind of how I look at it, yeah. Right? And that's a good business model, you know, and Mickey follows that, you know. So check him out there on Bower Road, 5621 Bower Road. Give him a call, 850-492-0487 is the phone number. If you haven't listened before, I'm the marine instructor over at Georgetown Tech. Georgetown located at 2400 Long Lake Drive here in Pensacola. GeorgetownCollege.edu is the chat feature there. You can check him out, the chat, and you can get a hold of anybody out at Georgetown if you through that chat feature, or try to give them a call. They don't answer the phones much out there because they're so busy. So, you know, I like the chat feature. Mm-hmm. Yep. Get a hold of us on that, and we'll call you back. Been a busy week. I say that every time I come in here, don't I?
Yep.
And that's because we're always busy. Our new AP who we had in here last week, Mrs. Carroll, she came down to the shop on Wednesday night and as we were working. And she said, I love coming in here because everybody's doing something. Everybody's always busy, mm-hmm. you know, and you don't see people not doing something, not, you know, laying your head on a desk or anything like that. We don't do that kind of stuff.
Might be in the wrong career path if you're
doing
that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so, yeah, so we stay busy working on all kinds of projects and stuff. And it's been a little challenging for me this year because I started so many new students and, you know, the organized chaos that I call this, you know, is in play. And I'm always moving around and checking on students as we go. And we had an opportunity this week to have my students that were full-time that are brand new teach my part-time dual-enrolled students. Mm-hmm. And I did some peer-to-peer training with them on a couple things, and that kind of freed me up to do other things that I need to do, walk around, check on students that's been there a while and stuff like that. If you came down to my shop and you was to look into my shop, and you would wonder how I do it, you know? And I just think that a lot of times it's the fact that my students are willing to work hard and they understand what we have there, a mixed bag of students at all different levels. So it seems to work for us. And when I use that peer-to-peer training, the students like that too, even the ones that are training other students and talking to them about projects, you know, or teaching them about precision measuring, which is one of the project that we were doing. And they were teaching the students, the part-time students, about precision measuring. So it works out. I check on them, make sure you're saying the right thing, you know, because you can't retain all that information. So asking a student to teach is not something where you say, I'm going to let you teach this this lesson. You have to stay involved with that just in case. We don't want to give them wrong information, right?
Right.
So that's why we do that.
But yeah, that's a valuable skill to have in life for sure, to be able to train another person in doing something the right way.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't mind correcting. I'll say, no, you need to go ahead and remember I told you, you know, when we did this, you need to set this up this way. And these are the points where you're measuring at or something like that. And they don't mind that at all. And a lot of times if I have a student that's not quite getting it, whatever it is, electrical, whatever, if you have them work with another student, that either the student that does get it or have them go in and try to teach another a lesson on that, they tend to get it a little better, you know. So it works out really well. So I use peer-to-peer training quite often. This is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. Maybe you have a text or a question. You can text that in as well. Maybe you have a comment. More than happy to help you out. You know, I've been doing this show for a long time, and I try to think of subject matter and stuff like that as I go. So if you have suggestions that something you want me to talk about in the following weeks, just text that to us or go on to the website of 1620 website, and you can go into our podcast area and post it on there. And I'm more than happy to take, you know, subject matter that you're interested in as a listener. I'm more than happy to take that on and try to help you out on that too. We've helped a lot of people on air fixing boats, believe it or not. I had a student, a previous student, he just graduated, and he was working on a boat and for a neighbor, right? And they're asking me questions. He texted me questions about this boat and what the problems that are, you know, having, and they're trying to fix it, and they're not able to nail it down. And the student is, you know, asking me questions. So I'm in return asking him questions, you know, did you do this or did you do that? And a lot of times when somebody gives you information, whether it's on the phone or it's in conversation, you can pretty much nail down or get close to what's going on with that kind of stuff, right? So as the student is asking me questions, I'm in turn, you know, asking them questions. And then, you know, I kind of said to them in a text message, I think I know what's going on here. And they're like, oh, good. You know, what do you think? And I said, I think you need to, you know, you need to look further into this, you know, and take, because I don't want to give it up, right? I want to let them try to figure that stuff out. So I do have a student out there kind of helping a neighbor out, and they're asking me questions and stuff. So I'm kind of guiding them through that, and we'll see what happens with that. But
yeah, you mentioned on a prior show about the students, and some of the cosmetology students might go to other students so that they can practice, you know, hairstyling.
Yeah.
And some students might do culinary, and they got to, you know, sample the food and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Is there an opportunity for the community to plug in with your program at all in terms of like their boat issues, either calling you up to ask for ideas or maybe bringing their engine in as an opportunity for students to work on it or anything like that?
Yeah, the only way we can actually work on other people's boats is if they work for the school district.
Okay.
They have to be a school district employee or a student at Georgetown Tech, and we do that. Mm-hmm. The reason we don't get outside boats in is because we try not to be a competition to the people that are out here in the industry, right? And which we wouldn't be to a certain extent, because we do things very slow, because you know what I'm saying.
Because they're learning.
They're learning,
only,
right?
They might know an aspect of an engine before they move on to the next aspect.
Exactly. And a lot of times people will say, well, they'll call me up or send me an email. And when will I have my boat back? And I always say I do not give timelines. There's too many factors there, back and forth, you know, whether students are that aren't, you know, can't move forward on the jobs. They don't know that particular what's going on, you know, kind of situation. They're not there yet. Sometimes students, you know, move on, and I may have them working on a project, and I got to put another student on a project. That's kind of hard to do, where you're taking one student and they complete and they move on, and now you have a project that you're in the middle of, and now you got to figure out, how am I going to put, you know, this another student on this project at the same level of learning as the other student that just left. So it's you can't really give a timeline on that kind of stuff. Although we do practice that. We do practice it where we do have some jobs, and I'll say, all right, you know, this has got a 100-hour inspection or whatever, and this job's got to go by Friday or whatever. You know, I kind of give a deadline.
Yeah.
To give them a real feel of what it would be like in a shop.
Right. So if customers approach them with that when they get onto the workforce,
yeah,
they've seen it before.
Because there's timelines, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I do work with that timeline sometimes, and I will promise some things, you know, if I can see there's a path there. But a lot of times when you're working on a boat, if it comes in for a 100-hour inspection, it's just a general maintenance type situation. Most of the time, that's not the only problem they have. And it usually goes into other things. So it's hard for even dealerships to give actual timelines. You know, it's really hard for them to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't, you know, give timelines. We just kind of work on it. I don't like the pressure myself, of course, or the students trying to get something out there. You know, so, yeah, if you're an employee of the school district, we're more than happy to work on your boat. As far as, you know, outside sources, we've had donations in the past. I've had a couple of boat donations. And I'll never turn down a boat donation. So if somebody has a nice 24 out there with twins on it and a nice trailer under it, I'd be more than happy to take that boat as a donation. And we have my students work on it, you know, that way. But mm-hmm. we do take donations. And I have to look at them to verify, you know, that they're a good donation. It's something that we can work on before we bring it in. So I have to pre-approve that stuff because I don't want a lot of junk sitting around there. If we end up with junk, you know, sitting around and we don't work on it, you know, it's not any use to us and it just ends up piling up, you know, our area. And so it just doesn't work when we have to, you know, it's bad donations, which there are bad donations out there, you know. So
sounds good. We do have a caller on the line. What's your question for Stefan?
Hey, good morning, Stefan Schmidt. Jonathan Owens, how are you?
Good, Jonathan. Good to hear you.
I want to give you two things. One, a thank you for the referral that we had talked about. My neighbor that lives out of town, out of Tennessee, we got that boat over to the guy you referred us to, and he took care of it, and he was extremely happy with that.
Awesome.
And
good to hear.
Second, I want to give you an update on a former student of yours. The skills and techniques and things that you teach in your class crossover not only, obviously Marine, but have crossed over into the medical field for one of your former students. You have a gentleman that went through your class that is a friend of mine's son, and he is now out in California working for a medical equipment company, uninstalling and reinstalling MRI machines. And he lends a lot of the experiences that he learned in your class to that help him in the field now. I mean, because in a lot of those installs, they have to crane things in and move things through a hospital and drop things through holes. And he related it to installing, you know, boat motors and engines inside of holes. And I wanted to give you some feedback on that and let you know that what you teach these young men and women out there can cross over into other industries as well.
Well, I appreciate that phone call, and I thank you for that. And the student that you're talking about that I referred to him, you to, was a previous student also that graduated from my class. And, you know, and sometimes we do that, refer students out there that are already working in the field. Man, we appreciate that phone call and that good, solid information that you gave us today. Thank you, Jonathan.
All right. Thank you for joining the show.
All right. Good talking to you guys. Great show.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. You know, crossing over to different fields, that's something that can happen, you know, and so we don't only give marine type, you know, applications, but a lot of times the applications, like you said, dropping a motor into a small area or something like that, that's something that students have to do in our classroom, and, you know, and you got working around confined areas and tight locations and stuff like that, heavy engines that you're dropping in. You have to be very careful. You have to be very safety minded and oriented to get all this product into the boat and stuff. So yeah, that was a good take on that. And I appreciate you sharing that with us today. So thank you very much, Jonathan, on that. And so, you know, the donations and stuff that we deal with, I have to make sure it's a good donation because I can't have something just sitting around there that, you know, because a lot of times people think, and I'm not trying to be, you know, I appreciate the fact that somebody calls me on a donation, but a lot of times the donations are something that's been sitting around somebody's yard for a while. It's older product. The motors, you know, may be bad. The transom may be rotten. The boat is just in bad shape kind mm-hmm. of situation. And, you know, we just can't take that on. But, you know, if you got something out there that's working, send it to us. We're more than happy to take that.
Absolutely.
You know, and that happens. We get phone calls and have a boat over there now. We rigged a 150 Yamaha on, and that boat is being used in the class for students to learn how to rig and service and that kind of stuff. And it's got a good, we put a trailer under it and got the trailer fixed up and everything. So yeah, everything's in good shape on that and students can learn off of that. So yeah, great question. And we are more than happy to work with a community on stuff like that. So appreciate that. So let's talk a little bit about some a student that is going to co-op. He's actually started co-op today. Okay. And his name is Clayton. And, I think I've mentioned Clayton on the show in the past, but Clayton was a high schooler. He was working for part-time as a helper at this location where he's actually co-oping at now, okay? And I'll mention her name, BGS Marine, because BGS has several of our students working over there. And that company has grown, and they have a lot of, you know, product over there. I can't mention, I don't know all their products, but they got a lot of stuff over there related to what we do. I'm pretty sure Suzuki, Mercury, Yamaha, those products, mainly outboard stuff. But Clayton was a dual enrolled high schooler. Okay. So dual enrolled is when a student goes to high school, they're getting ready to graduate and they may choose the last 2 years or year to come to a tech school and learn that kind of stuff, right? Whatever the class can be. A lot of our classes do dual enrolled. And he came in as a dual enrolled student. And he already has some background, you know, because he was working part-time as a helper over at that location. But that location, you know, said, hey, why don't you go to George Stone and complete that course? And then we'll just move you up instead of part-time helper. We're going to move you up into a technician, you know, entry-level technician area. And that's what happened. So what happened, he was dual enrolled, and this is the first time this has ever happened. I had a dual enrolled student, Clayton, who asked his counselors, and I've never heard of this. I've been doing this for 15 years and I've had several dual enrolled students, and he asked his counselors if he could go full time, because a lot of times they don't want the student that's dual enrolled to go from, they go from 5 o'clock, or I'm sorry, from 2:15 until 5:15, 3 hours, right? So they don't want to be up until 9 o'clock at night, I guess, you know, so they don't want them to stay that short period of time. So there's 3 hours.
Sure.
Well, he asked to go full time and I've never heard of that before. And I'm like, so I'm asking my principal and, you know, hey, is this doable? And they're like, yeah, as long as they approve it, you know, and as long as you approve it, myself, the instructor. So I approved it because he's a very hard worker. And I was talking to some people yesterday I was at a local car shop, and we were talking about work ethic and how younger people do not have work ethic, right? Well, this young man has a great work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
And I was seeing that as he was, you know, working part-time in my class as a dual enrolled. Of course, I went ahead and approved it. And I said, yeah, he can go full-time. So now he's going full-time in high school, full-time in my class. And then, you know, as the year ended, he went ahead and did summer school with us and came back this year as a full adult student, right? And now is working at BGS Marine under my co-op program, which co-op is where I go in and I check on them. They're still under my umbrella. So if there's any issues and stuff, we just try to correct the issues and move the student forward. And now he's over there working at BGS Marine. Today's his first full-time day.
Wow.
Out in the field.
Congratulations, Clayton.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Congratulations. And, you know, the hard work that these students put in, you know, pays off.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times they'll thank me, or, you know, Mr. Schmidt, we appreciate it. And it's not me, it's them. It's them and what they put into it, you know. How much are you willing to put into this class and to learn, you know? I'm going to get some people that's going to give me some, you know, slack on this. But, you know, I did watch some Alabama football. I'm a Gator fan. I watched some Alabama football. And the reason I watch Alabama, a lot of people get mad at me when I say this, I just want to see if they're going to lose, right? Anyway, that's, you know, all right. But anyway, the 17-year-old, that the wide receiver that they have that was from Mobile, Alabama, playing on that team, you know, I had mentioned to my students, you know, what can you imagine at 17 years old, you know, graduating high school and going to play for Alabama, you know, football team at 17 years old. Imagine having that type of, you know, moving forward type spirit, you know, and that work ethic that makes something like that happen. And I said, you know, I want y'all to have that kind of thing, not football, whatever you do, right?
Yeah.
That's what we strive for as an instructor. You know, we want our students to be excited and to move forward. And for the most part, that's the way my classroom is. We have students that are very excited. They want to move forward, and we try to get them motivated to do that. So we try to give that good path, you know, to a good education and to a career path. But it's really on the student themselves to make that happen.
Absolutely.
Right? Work ethic is really hard to come by, nowadays especially. Mm-hmm. Do you agree?
I agree. Absolutely.
You know, and I was talking to that location in the, that I was at the little car place. It was a aftermarket accessories place. And the guy was sweeping behind the counter. And I was talking to the other gentleman that owned the facility. And the guy behind the counter said, you know, he said, I've been here since I was like 14 or 15. And he'd been there like 20 years, you know. And he was talking about how people come in there to apply for a job and they just don't have that work ethic, you know. Mm-hmm. And how do you teach that? You know,
well, for my kids, I mean, I basically have told them, you know, as soon as they're old enough to get a work permit, they're working and they're earning money. We drop them off 10 minutes early. We talk about the value of showing up early to work and just giving their best while they're there. If they have a tough day, we say, well, welcome to real life. You have a tough day.
So it starts at the home, right?
It does.
Yeah, I think so, too. And so when you look at these situations like Clayton and stuff, you have to believe that they have great parents and stuff like that, you know, when they come in at that point, you know. But sometimes that's not the case, you know. Sometimes you have to work around all that stuff where people aren't, you know, maybe don't have great parents or great, you know, somebody that's guiding them and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I do that too, you know, and I try to give them lessons, life lessons and stuff to help them with that work ethic and explain to them how hard, you know, how to work hard and stuff like that.
Yeah. Mentors, mentorship, never take mentorship for granted.
Yeah. And there's people in our lives that we, you know, we think of when we think back. And that's helped us and gave us some little tidbits of information or guided us. And, you know, hopefully that's kind of what I'm doing there, you know, helping to guide, not only teach how to work on boats, but also got some life lessons to guide them forward, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so we're excited about Clayton going over there to BGS. And that's just we're just having a fun time with students that are moving out. And I'm trying to think, okay, I'm going to rearrange some desks and stuff now. I have another student next week that'll be going to work on Friday as well. So I'll talk about him next week. It's another co-op at a location that I'm actually not that familiar with. I think this location is over in Daphne. And so we're going to talk about that next week too. And that student, and again, a good work ethic, you know, and that helps to get these jobs and to move forward in the class and stuff like that. And, you know, I want my listeners to understand when my students do go work in the field, they're not full-blown technicians. So you talk about what the community can do kind of stuff. I think this is what, you know, when you talk about community, talk about businesses and stuff like that. So my dealerships that I place my students, they understand that as well, that the student is not a full-blown tech. And I've talked about mentorship with students that go in and we put them underneath another student or another technician, and it may not be a previous student, and we put our students under those technicians at these locations, and that helps them to further their education, you know. And a lot of times what they'll do at these dealerships, they're on a commission basis a lot of times and things like that, where pay scales are so much during, you know, how much you can produce and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they'll bring my students in, and they'll put them under a tech, and that tech will gain some commission off of my student, and it'll until that student is to a level where they're earning their own commission. So, you know, so it helps with everything across the board. Mm-hmm. You know, so anyway, I didn't really get to anything on my notes today because I just got sidetracked with all this stuff, you know, and that's okay. So I do want people to start thinking, my listeners to start thinking about, maybe you want me to touch on a subject. I'm more than happy to do that. Maybe it's going to be cooling systems, maybe it's tune-ups, 100 hours. If you have questions, let us know. We're more than happy to address, you know, go through it and address those. And we'll start have some guests on here. I'm going to try to bring some students on in the next few weeks and that kind of stuff. And people love talking to students, so we're going to do that too.
Absolutely.
So appreciate the call today, and appreciate y'all listening. And we'll just be back next week and with Boat Smart with a lot more information.
Absolutely. Thanks again.
Thank you.